Melao.
Now we'll have the world slow down. Let the music take over. This is DJ Smooth.
Smooth.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Afternoon Alibi. I am your host, DJ Smooth, better known as Navy Petty Officer Richard Anglin. And this afternoon, I've got Bo Klein, a UMGC ambassador, in the studio with me. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Nice. So happy to have you here on the show. Before we get into the interview later this hour, can you please tell me, like, what is it to be a student ambassador?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's good for everyone to know. It's in the name, student ambassador. So first, I'm a student. I'm currently taking classes at UMGC. An ambassador is UMGC gives me the privilege to speak on their behalf when they're not in the room. And then as a student ambassador, what's going to separate us from like a staff member, because we're not actually employed at UMGC, but what separates us from a staff member is, 9 out of 10 times if a sailor comes to us, we're able to send them over to the staff, but a staff member understands the military lifestyle. A student ambassador knows it. So maybe a staff member know, or they understand that you need a TA and you need to route special request chits. But as a student ambassador, we know it, we do it. And so we have a different dynamic where we can directly help someone through experience.
Nice. Thank you for that information. Now, I want you guys to stick around, though, to hear more from the UMGC guy when we come back. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella. That's the station serving you, America's best. So, I am back with the student ambassador, Bo Klein, from UMGC. The first thing I wanted to ask you about is if you could please tell me about your UMGC experience.
Yeah, of course. So, I'm a second-term sailor, so when I came here, it was kind of in my mindset to go to school. And then when I went to NDOC, UMGC, and came and talked to us, and they told us they're across the street. And so I walked over across the street and tried to enroll in classes, but then you kind of go through those first steps where they want your transcripts. They want your GST, your Joint Service Transcript, and they want you to start thinking about TA. So that was kind of a shock to me, but the process was much easier than I thought. I emailed my high school, they sent over the transcripts, and then GST, you go on Quick Links and you find it, and then tuition assistance, you can just talk to someone, and you go on My Navy Education, you get that done. So once I got everything started, I started my associate's degree. The associate's degree, I would say, so it was 60 credits for the associate's degree. And, I would say that was the hardest because it's not particularly what you want to do. Cause, you know, I'm majoring in business administration and I'm taking a bunch of random classes, the general education classes. But I had a lot of fun. I did a lot of, in-person classes. I did speech. I did like, Roman Republic, Roman Empire classes. And then, I took Italian 1, Italian 2. And then, it took me about a year, and then I finished up my associate's degree, and then I rolled right into the bachelor's degree, business administration. For this one, I did it mainly online, and then that one was a little bit more interesting to me because it's the career field I wanted to go into. It's the stuff I want to talk about, the things I want to learn about. And then in 1 year, I got my bachelor's degree. I recently, in April, I walked. I got the cap and gown, and I walked. And then currently, I am enrolled into a master's program. I'm getting my MBA. I'm on week 4 of my first term. This one's only 30 credits so far compared to the associates and bachelors. It's just much more labor intensive. I think last week I did 7 to 8 hours of just absolute homework. But the entire experience itself has been extremely rewarding, and you know, time's going to go regardless. And then, you know, as time is going, it's always good to have those little rewards, those milestones that tell you you're doing a good job. I've always used TA, tuition assistance, but now I've learned a little bit about the GI Bill, and I'm going to use the Montgomery Bill to do my MBA. And then lastly, with my experiences, with all the school, a lot of people will ask me, like, oh, do you have time to do anything? You know, just... you got, you know, you work full time, you go to school full time, and what do? You just go to work, you go home, and you just do schoolwork all day. And that's just not true. I've been here for in Sigonella for 3 years. I've traveled to 12 different countries. I met a local 2 years ago. I'm getting married in September. I still have time, free time. It's not necessarily, school doesn't take your time, it makes you rearrange it.
Right. It still sounds like you've been pretty busy, though. Like, it sounds like it's been really good for you. I think getting an education is so important. It's really important. Is there any particular reason why you chose UMGC?
Yeah, I would say there's a lot of good reasons to choose UMGC, and number one is just location. So we're here on base, and that comes with a lot of benefits. So I would personally think that the number one benefit of being here on base is you have someone to talk to when you don't know what to do. We also have the student ambassadors like myself, who earlier I was saying we know how to go through like the military process and how to get the stuff routed and you know, go through like the tedious steps. We also have on-site classes here and hybrid classes. And so for some degrees, you have to take some sort of lab where you need to be present, and we offer it here at UMGC. And then and the biggest thing is UMGC is tailored for the military. It's quite literally a military base. The professors have been working here for 30 years with military members. They understand the military lifestyle. They understand that we might be coming off a 12-hour watch, or they understand that we just worked the weekend, and or they understand that we're taking a break from work right now. We got to go right back to work afterwards. So it's very tailored to the military lifestyle, and it's a very understanding environment, and it's a very doable environment, especially with us out here in Italy.
Right. It sounds like it's got a lot of advantages. I really appreciate you telling our listeners about it, but we'd like you guys to stay tuned because we still got more from the UMGC guy when we come back. I am back with the student ambassador, Bo Klein, with UMGC. We just talked about your experience and why UMGC. So now I want to know how college can be doable, especially with a lot of active duty members here on Sicily. I know going to school can sometimes be challenging, so what advice do you have for us?
Yeah, so I have a method that I use for almost every decision making, and I did use it for this one. It's called the IARA method. It's identify, analyze, reflect, and action. And then to identify it, you have to know you want to go to school. So that's step one. Do you want to go? Do you not want to go? And then to analyze, analytics, you know, look at the facts. If, you know, if I were to go to school, when am I going to give up? And then what am I going to take on? And that's kind of be where the majority of it's taking all the elements that it takes to go to school, organizing them, and then seeing if it's realistic. R will be reflect, and that's going to be the way I reflect. There's a bunch of different ways to reflect. The way I reflect is by honestly daydreaming. You know, imagine yourself going to school. Imagine yourself in the classroom. Imagine yourself, you know, logging on and doing writing assignments or doing math equations like you used to in high school. And then imagine graduating. Imagine yourself, you know, in the cap and gown, standing up on the stage, and see if, you know, daydream about it. And then the last one would be, to take action. So if once you go through the identifying, the analyzing, the reflection, if it's something that you see as a rational decision, it's something that you can do and something that you want to do, well, your next step would be go into UMGC and start signing up for classes.
Nice. You know, I think it's really clever to have an acronym to talk about the method. I feel like what I learned from you is that it's all about envisioning your future and basically setting yourself up for success. Action is probably the biggest step, but I think once you make the commitment, you can really stick to a plan and follow it. So now that I understand how it's doable, I think it's important to think about how does a person choose a degree? There's so many out there, so what tips do you have for us?
Yeah, so when choosing a degree, the I think I was talking to DJ EG last time, and she used the example, if you go to a restaurant and they have too much on the menu, you don't know what to order. So the best thing to do when choosing a degree is to know what you want, because if you don't know what you want, you don't know where to start. There might be so many paths to walk down, you never actually steadily walk down one. And I will start by saying it is okay to not know what the degree is at first. And you can start your associates, and your associates is going to be general studies. However, if you know you're going to eventually work on your bachelor's degree, it does benefit you to already know what you want to do, because you can start taking classes during your associate's degree that will apply to your bachelor's degree. And then I've seen it many times where people are doing their associate's degree, and that, you know, they're kind of waiting, you know, for that inspiration, know what they want for their bachelor's degree. And they took some classes that doesn't even apply to the bachelor's degree. And so they're just taking more classes when they are working on their bachelor's degree. And then we can also use that same method that we use for is school doable, you know, for making decisions, the IARA. So we can identify that it is important to pick a degree. And then we can analyze. And then for picking a degree, good ways to analyze is you can do these online surveys like Myers-Briggs and stuff like that, that are like personality tests, and they can tell you things like maybe from your personality what kind of career fields would best suit you. It can also ask you questions like, you know, what are you good at and you like to do? What are you good at and you don't like to do? Are you trying to switch your field completely? And so it can kind of give you an idea like maybe what work fields would benefit you, and then you can narrow it down to degrees that fit that. And then lastly, for choosing a degree, and this is how I chose my degree, actually, is so eventually, you're going to get out of the uniform, and there's going to be a career after the career. And so a benefit that we do have of currently having a career is we can look at all the – because we have such a diverse background in the military. We do a little bit of everything. And you can kind of start taking the things that you do like about your job in the military and then see if there's a career in that outside the military. And that's what I did. I took all the stuff that I genuinely really enjoy doing when I'm in, and then I was like, oh, man, there's a pretty decent job doing that when I get out. And if you can find something with passion, it's just so much easier, and it's so much more efficient and better to go. And then lastly would be – or then you're going to reflect on it. So do your daydreaming. And then there's a cool – I read a lot of books, and there's a book that kind of – puts down the reflection in a different way than I explained earlier, and it's imagine that you're at your end game, your end goal, and then snap a picture of it. And then when you look at the picture, it's blurry. And then every decision you make from now to the end is either going to sharpen that picture or blur it out more. And then lastly, it would be to take action.
Yeah, that's some really great information, because like choosing a degree is like really important. You know, I was really interested in bioengineering before, but like everything in that field that I wanted to do is like considered unethical. So I guess it wasn't really worth pursuing. But yeah, like where you go, it's like it's you building your future. So it's definitely important to choose the right path. And stick around, because I got some more information for you. You guys coming back after this break. Bo, now that we've talked a lot about what it takes to get started with your college journey, I think it's important to hear some advice for alumni and active students from UMGC. What words do you have for our listeners?
Yeah, so it is important to hear different perspectives and stuff like that, and especially like in the decision-making process to hear people who have done it. And so we pulled some, we asked some questions on LinkedIn, and then we got some responses from the alumni, and one of the responses is to just start now. This person put off starting school way too long, and once he did, he finally started seeing progress and started making he got like his associates in a year, and then I think he just finished his bachelor's degree. And then another advice that we got was try not to take too many breaks, because you will lose momentum. And if you do need to take a break, because people are going to need to take breaks, to go ahead and schedule classes for the future. That way you have some sorts of accountability. And then the last one was actually from Dr. Mumani, who said to start with a single class and aim to build a good foundation. So take, you know, like a writing 101 course, a speech class, take like basic algebra, and that will help you build a foundation. That way, when you start taking these more advanced classes, they feel a bit easier.
Right. I definitely agree that you should start small. Starting small can be the best choice because you can really figure out your cadence and your rhythm, so you can decide how you can handle more coursework. Or if taking one class at a time, it's best for you. Next, I've got to ask a little bit about like a hot topic. When it comes to education, which is the use? Oh, what are they using AI for? Like, what are your thoughts with AI for college?
Yeah, so AI is definitely a hot topic, and it is subjective. So people have their own opinions. Some people hate it. Some people love it. But what I will say about AI is it's absolutely allowed to be used. UNGC does have a policy, which sources like ChatGPT, Gen AI, they're used for tools for generating ideas, brainstorming, finding background information, clarifying research questions, and improving one's grasp. And actually, UMGC actually just started this coming up this fall that there's going to be a bachelor's of science degree in artificial intelligence. So you can actually get a degree in AI. And then some important things to know about AI for people who aren't in school and using AI. AI it's not a cheat code. It's a tool. And what do I mean by that is a good analogy is, you know, the day that they invented the lawnmower, not everyone had a good yard. You know, you still have to know how to use the tool. And so it's not as simple as like, let me copy and paste this project, put it into the AI, it does it for me, and then I submit it. If you do that, it's going to be completely obvious, and you're going to get a bad grade. Some other things, too, is it's just the next step of invention, I guess. It's, you know, I'm sure that at one point there was some guy who was really good at math, and like he went to college, then he put a lot of hours into like learning the times table and all that kind of stuff. And then the next year they started allowing calculators. You know, it's like, it's one of those things that it's just the next, you know, as a civilization constantly moving towards like, how can we make things more efficient? How can we make things more, easy and just, you know, more comfortable. And then, if you do learn how to use AI properly, you can apply it to the real world too. You can use it for your everyday life. You can use it in your career, in your business world. And it is the future. You know, if you don't like it, if you do like it, you know, whatever it is, it's going to keep moving. It's going to keep progressing. And so, you know, to understand how to use it, to be able to use it efficiently is only going to benefit you.
Yeah, AI is like super cool, but it is definitely important to remember that it's a tool. It's not so important to remain integrity when it comes to getting your education. Finally, I was wondering if you had anything else you would like to add on to after this afternoon.
No, I just would like to take the moment to say, you know, thank you for having me, and you know, it's always a pleasure for me to come on. And if you are looking for that next step, you know, you go through the IARA method and you decide you do want to go to college and take the next steps towards higher education, please do consider UMGC. We're right here located on NAS1 above the post office, and maybe in the next couple months we're going to move back on NAS2 and have it even more accessible for sailors who work on NAS2. If you want to get a hold of them by phone, you can look up UMGC on Google, and the Sigonella, and the number will come up, or there's also a DSN you can use, 314-624-4492.
Nice. Thanks for that. Well, we'll see you later.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you for your interview. Appreciate you.